Recorded Books and RB Digital present Rancher's Dream by B.J. Daniels. Narrated by Graham Winton. Chapter 1. You will die in this house. The thought seemed to rush out of the darkness as the house came into view. The premonition turned her skin clammy. Dre gripped a handful of her wedding dress, her fingers aching, but unable to release the expensive fabric as she stared at her new home. A wedding gift, Ethan had said. A surprise sprung on her at the reception. The portent still had a death grip on her. She could see herself lying face down in a pool of water, her auburn hair fanned out around her head, her body so pale it appeared to have been drained of all blood. "Are you all right?" her husband asked now, as he reached over to take her hand. Deirdre. Unlike everyone else she knew, Ethan refused to call her by her nickname, Dre.
I'm still a little woozy from the reception, she said, desperately needing fresh air right now as she put down her window to let in the cool Montana summer night.
I warned you about drinking too much champagne. He'd warned her about a lot of things, but it wasn't the champagne, which she hadn't touched during the reception. He knew she didn't drink, but he'd insisted one glass of champagne at her wedding wasn't going to kill her. She'd gotten one of the waiters to bring her sparkling cider. So it wasn't alcohol that had her stomach roiling. No, it was when Ethan had told her where they would be living. She'd assumed they would live in his New York City penthouse, since that was where he spent most of his time. She'd actually been looking forward to it, because she'd grown up in Gilt Edge, Montana, and had never lived in a large city.